B-Pod Studios.
Live from Gillette Stadium.
Touchdown, Patriots!
It's New England Patriots Training Camp 2022. Presented by Safety Insurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also brought to you by United Construction and Wind Waste Innovations. Now from the practice field, Scott Zolak and Mark Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand for Patriots Training Camp. This hour coverage brought to you by United Construction. They're hurrying up. I'm like, don't tell me they're going to fight again.
No, hurry up.
That was ugly. They're still going strong here. Practice now more than 2.5 hours old as they continue to run the first team offense for the Patriots going up against Carolina's defense.
He went right to Belichick, talked to him, did Mac, and seemed like Belichick told him something after that one.
Here's what I would say. The offense has looked competent today.
Yep.
They have looked good at times. And given where they've been throughout this camp, it's a positive development here today. Positive. And they're doing it against a very chippy team in the Carolina Panthers, who have started two fights on the field here today.
They got some big defenders, this Carolina. They're big.
So that's what we're looking at here to start the
sack. No, Mac.
Bad throw and a pick.
Horrendous throw. Horrendous chuck and duck. He got pressure. He'd have been sacked, and he threw it up right down the middle.
Bad job all around.
Poor football.
He's productive.
Pissed, he's pissing himself.
Yep, he's angry. Bad body language now. He's angry at himself. Bad decision.
I think he'd have been sacked before the throw. They're two free defenders in his face.
All right, 617-779-0985. Chris in Stoughton has something on Kevin Durant, bringing that conversation back up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Chris? What do you got?
Kevin Durant bought a house in Boston for about $13 million. Why is nobody talking about that?
Where's the house?
Where? We need it.
I couldn't give you the exact location, but it is in Boston.
You go on Google, whatever. Do you know? Do you know where it is?
Who'd you hear this from?
You just Google it. Comes right up.
Oh, well, he's right.
He is?
Buttcrack Sports has the report.
Oh, he got duped. He got duped by Ballsack Sports or Buttcrack Sports.
I like Ballsack.
All these fake sports sites now, which are actually pretty funny. I love seeing people get duped by them. I've been duped before.
Yep. Can't look on that site.
I got duped by the fake Joel Sherman once upon a time. Going back, I don't know. Yeah, I think it was about the Red Sox signing somebody like 10 years ago. And we went on the air with it on Felger Mass. I can't remember who it was.
Yes, I'm sure this is a $13 million house. It looks like a 120-year-old Victorian, maybe in Dorchester on a corner lot on two busy streets. Yes,
Jim,
I'm sure all of that adds up. Absolutely.
Ruiz, Jim is unbelievable, you guys. I just mentioned that from 10 years. It's got to be 10 years now. What was his first name? Was it Carlos?
That's the baby in the hangover.
Carlos Ruiz.
There are other Carloses, though.
That's my favorite.
The fake Joel Sherman. Yeah. This is crazy. Ooh. What do we got out there?
That's a pretty good throw by Darnold right up the gut. Underneath the fender. Should have had a hand on that. Looked like it was Adrian Phillips. Adrian Phillips should have got to that ball. Just over his hand. Reached out hand.
November of 13. November of 2013, fake Joel Sherman had 2 years and $20 million to the Red Sox for Carlos Ruiz, and it was a fake Joel Sherman. Duped, duped, dupe, 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 dupe. There you go. That's when we got duped.
Another hurry-up period going on here. Carolina on the offense move. Two-minute type drill.
How's Baker looked?
Baker's looked okay. He's had some bad throws. He's had some really good ones, too.
It's like the story of his career,
streaky,
isn't it?
Man. Yeah, just hot and cold, hot and cold. Darnold just put the ball in pretty good spots.
What? Were you reading the story on Kevin Durant's house?
There's all these different, like, tweets on all this stuff. And like, this is a Twitter account. I don't even want to say the name of it. You know, if you thought Butt Crack Sports was like, maybe, you know, that's right on the line of what you can say. But this one, I wouldn't even say. And no, I'm pretty sure that Kevin Durant has not put an offer in on that house either. It's just stop it.
That's not a $13 million house in the picture.
Well, no, I think it that's either the old I think that's the estate over there in Brookline that the Reebok guy had. Remember that one, Beetle? Like the $50 million
near Brady's place.
Yeah. Which it was like ridiculous. It's either that or this is in Scotland.
Paul Farmer?
I don't know. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's if the other one was
Scotland.
Yeah, if the other one was you were way too high in the $13 million for the photo they showed, this one, there's no way you could maybe you could buy the guest house of this one for $8.7 million. Stop it. We got pretty good real estate sources. We get sent stuff a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff we don't talk about, right. But some of it we do. So,
oh, pick drill. Tip drill, pick drill. Good pick. Ooh, dust up.
What is happening now? There are too many players on that field.
Yeah. Yep. Belichick's telling Carolina, get over, get on your side. Get out. Get over there.
Oh, he's pointing him out now. He's telling. Is he yelling at the refs?
Yep. He's telling who to get after, who to throw out. Yep.
And now he's talking. Is that Matt Rhule right
now? Yeah,
that's
Matt Rhule. Yep.
Well, in fairness, there's only about 50 guys from Carolina currently on the playing field right now.
There's so many guys that were on the field.
Carolina's out of control. Like, you look at the sideline, like, it's half on, half off. Whole Patriot team's on their sideline, off the field.
No sideline control there.
Need a get-back guy.
They need a get-back guy.
Need a get-back guy. I could be a get-back guy.
No loss of sideline control.
Usually
right there.
The get-back guy is the strength coach or the assistant strength coach. And he rolls his sleeves up on his golf shirt. So his pipe's showing, he's always, get back! Get back!
I really sort of want to see this team fall on its face this year for fun. How about you?
Oh, the Carolina?
Yes. Yeah. Toolbag type squad, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of guys on the team that I really do like, though.
I love Christian McCaffrey. How could you not?
Yeah.
But Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
I like Baker Mayfield, too.
Yeah. I think he's a dink. So I don't think he's an easy guy to root
dink
for.
Dink is strong. Watch the language, Peter.
He is a dink.
It's not appropriate.
Sack.
He's a dink.
Sack. Bad throw.
Oh, target. Come on. That's a bad flag. That's a bad flag.
Bad flag. The game would have been – the quarterback would have got peppered.
Yeah, but receiver terrible didn't even call know where he was and where the terrible ball was. Call. Look at the Patriot sideline. They're pissed about
terrible
that flag.
Call.
Pick up the flag. Pick it up.
Bad call.
Learn football. Boo. Horrible.
Hiss.
Boo!
Yes.
First down.
Yelling at the refs at a joint practice.
You know those fans down in the VIP section are. If there are any left. Oh, yeah, they're all still in there. They're packed in. Good crowd today. Good crowd. What a bad flag that was. Terrible. Had a ref earlier during one of the breaks change his call from an illegal contact to a full PI. Ooh. Down the field. Don't know what that was all about. He seemed confused. Let's go to John and Denham. Some thoughts on joint practices. What do you got, John?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Speaking of Carolina being a tool bag team, how's Brian Burns doing after Mac Jones twisted his ankle in that game last year?
He's hugging it out with Matt Judon right now, midfield. He's chumming it up after all the melees today.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier, and Zoe said maybe they patch things up at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys were together a lot at the Pro Bowl, so. And I'm sure that thing's been pushed down. We haven't heard much from it, but he kept it going for a couple weeks. You know, it wasn't just like that thing died that week.
Yeah.
It kept going.
All right, let's get to more from training camp this hour. We're sort of playing it by ear, as we expected practice might be over by now, but it is not. But it's got to be over soon. So how much longer do you think they go?
It's a pretty long one.
Yeah,
we knew it would be long. These are two good days to see.
Long practice today. But when it comes to a close, we will hear from Patriots players, hoping to catch up with one of them for an interview. And maybe Dietrich Wise, I heard today. So We'll stand by and we'll wait for that happening. Get some inside info on what was happening out there as these two teams went at it more than once. More than once they had a brawl today. More of that coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand from training camp.
That's a backwards pass. It's a live ball.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one gets you into training camp like we do. Live from Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're done here. We're done, right?
Yeah. Practice is over.
Thoughts?
Belichick still talking to his team.
I thought
the Patriots were good today. I thought they showed good intensity, the ability to compete, and that's something carry over from the sidelines on Friday. Like, veterans aren't in. They're up in every play, man. Everybody's watching. Everybody's talking. I thought the offense has looked as good as it's looked, you know, in weeks. You know, a couple weeks into it now, and this is the most important one. You know, where you're going physical, all padded practice against another team. You're not hitting your own guys. So I thought, you know, cleaned it up a little bit here over the last couple days. Matt Patricia called all the plays today, as I anticipated, and he'll be your offensive coordinator moving forward, I think.
You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that the dust-ups happened. And Beadle, you keep saying it is like, well, Carolina started two fights.
Without a doubt.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the fights happened while the Patriots' offense was out there. Maybe if there were a unit between the offense and the defense from the Patriots' side that's feeling a little more frustrated these days, the fights happened when it was the Patriots' offense on the field. Not to say that they were starting anything, but if there was anyone maybe more ready to take the bait and engage in something like that, it's probably the offense. Feeling a little more frustrated at the end of their rope. Somebody comes in, just rubs you the wrong way. What's that? Who's having a bad day already at this point in camp? The offense or the defense? So, not surprised.
I think you got a dirty defense at Carolina. That's what led to all this.
Well, I'm also not surprised because Zoe called it at the top of the show. He said there's going to be fights at camp today.
I don't think they're dirty. I think they're just loose. Like, it's the way you want to play. It's the way you want to play the game. You want to talk smack, play hard, and then, you know, be friends after it.
Yeah, but we're talking about practice.
I know.
Talking about practice.
This is what happens through these joint practices that I've tend to notice over the years. When you don't have a lot of similar relationships with the team, with the staffs, that you get other teams that come in that you don't know a lot about, things could tend to go haywire. And they did here today twice. Big one at the beginning and then a second one, all within 10 minutes of each other. That's good. I mean, I like it. It seems like, you know, campus amped it up, ramped it up, so to speak. And Belichick's still out there moving around, talking to guys. This is good. This is good.
Okay.
What Bill's doing here?
Well, we're keeping an eye out for players that are now making their way off the field. It looks like there's plenty of mingling between the two teams now, post-practice. Yep. So now they're being friends. Everyone's friendly now.
Yeah, chummy.
Chummy, sure. Good way of putting it. Everyone getting together, putting arms around one another. Okay, well, we wait. Guys, how close do we think we are to interviews? Do we know? What do we think? This is the worst timing part of the show.
It really is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Wise does not. If we're getting Wise, it doesn't look like we're close to getting him. Excuse me.
All right. So then we won't count on that. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Why don't we get to some tweets from training camp? You want to do that?
Let's do it. We got
tweets from joint practices with the Carolina Panthers.
Oh. Who was that? Kent Milliken?
Who did that today?
That's intern Brian.
I know, but who did the production on that?
That was me.
Yeah, nice work, T-Bone. Nice work. Let's get to it. Andrew Callahan with a couple items here. Let me start at the top. Read this in order. Defense won today. Physical, contentious practice. Mac, 21 of 30 with a prayer INT to end two-minute drill. Parker Montgomery, 8 targets. Sean Wade had an interception. Pass breakups today. Jalen Mills had 3. 3. Now, Jalen Mills had a good camp. Today he was doing against a different team, which gives it more weight.
Yeah.
Jalen Mills has looked good in this camp to this point. Run stuffs today went to Godshaw, who had 2, Judon, Jennings, Barmore. Jalen Mills didn't allow a single catch in team periods today. Not a single one.
Yeah.
Bourne, Wilkerson, and Ferentz kicked out after the 2 fights. Bourne was throwing punches. So there's that. Hunter Henry left the practice early. Devin Asiasi replaced him. He fumbled at one point. Jonnu Smith, Jacoby Myers, and Matt Sokol had the ball punched out at different points during practice today. Yadni Kajust was back at right tackle for Isaiah Wynn, who remains day-to-day.
Yep.
And your punt returners today were Bryant, Jones, Bourne, and Peppers.
Correct. Yeah, and I thought, you know, with Hunter Henry going in for whatever undisclosed injury, and I assume it's an injury, right, because you're not going to take him off the field if it wasn't for an injury.
Yeah.
That created a lot of opportunity for Jonnu Smith, and I thought he stepped up pretty well today. Granted, with some handoffs in the backfield, he caught a couple nice swing passes, a couple drags over the middle, but that's really his route. Those are his routes. You know, you got to find ways to get him the ball in intermediate space, short stuff, because I think he's more explosive after the catch than most of the guys out here. Devontae Parker went up with contested catches, elevated, snagged him, stuff that N'Keal Harry was supposed to do and never did, but it looked good. And who else? Oh, Wilkerson. So Kendrick Wilkerson makes some plays in the game, you know, Friday night. He's fighting for roster spots. Worst thing you can do is get in a fight, get kicked out of practice, and sort of be told that, oh, you know what? You're in for the day. You're going to miss all your reps. So it kills a guy like that. But it created opportunities for Smith. So I thought that was good.
Also today, Evan Lazar, Patriots.com. Although the run game still needs work, thought this was the most aggressive and successful downfield passing day for Mac Jones and the starting offense. A couple of high point fades to Parker and a nice corner route to Myers stand out on the day.
Yep.
Greg Bedard, improvement from the Patriots' first team offense today against the Panthers. Wasn't great, but better. Made some plays down the field against Carolina's zone scheme that blitzes two players all day.
Yeah, I think everybody's sort of agreeing with what we said, too. So at least we're on pace here with the reporting of what the reporters down there saw, people that cover the team that have sort of documented this on a day-to-day basis. You know, how's it look?
Yeah, Mark,
is it trending well? Is it worse?
Mark Daniels, same thing. Patriots offense was solid today. Panthers practice very physical and chippy. Patriots responded by making positive plays. Mac Jones, 21 of 30, 70%, with a pick in 11 on 11s. He was 7 of 10 on the 7 on 7s. Brian Hoyer, we don't really care about Brian Hoyer.
That's kind of cool right here, though. But Matt Rule and Tyquan Thornton spent a lot of time together right here, so he had him at Baylor. So it's good to see Matt Rule out here not instigating fights. His players and the Patriots.
Yep. Phil Perry, here's what he saw on the fight, the first fight.
Okay.
He said Wilkerson caught an out route from Mac Jones and ended up in the Panthers' bench area.
Yep, over here.
A Carolina coach appeared to give Wilkerson a slight push as if to say, get back to your huddle. Wilkerson whipped his head back and said something. Immediately got jumped.
So Wilkerson sort of said something after the push.
Hey, Price,
that's all the Panthers needed.
And that's what they needed. They jumped him, Hardy. They jumped
him. You ever been jumped in the
coach,
alley?
Hold on. A coach pushes him, and then the players all jump ugly on him like that? Like, come on.
You ever been forced to do something in the alley you want to do?
That was a coordinated attack is what that was.
That's right. Sneak attack.
Coordinated attack.
Like velociraptors all just kind of circling around.
Yes.
Both sides. They communicate.
That's right.
Yep. Pack animals.
Remember, like, the second Jurassic Park where it bit the guy right in the throat?
Oh.
Remember that?
I like the one when the guy was on the toilet.
That was the first one. Yeah, that's the original,
the T-Rex came down and snacked him right off.
You like that?
Yeah. I mean, why would you be in there taking a, you know, doing what you're doing?
You're out in the middle of
You're on an island. There's a storm.
A jungle. You could just, you know, go in the yard.
Sure.
If that were your park.
That's going to protect you, that little thing.
Wasn't it Newman?
Yeah, it was. It was Newman.
No, it wasn't Newman. It was the skinny guy.
Off the toilet.
It was the guy checkmarking things. Oh, the insurance guy.
Newman buys it after he's trying to drive to the dock with the stolen
Barbasol
embryo.
Right, sorry.
Brings up the conversation. Rain. Newman got attacked by, like, thousands of those little.
Yeah.
Would you rather fight
one big T-Rex? Isn't that the one we're talking about? Oh, yeah. Wait, Velociraptor's the bigger one. What are the little ones?
No, Velociraptor. Velociraptors.
Or the little ones?
Newman got eaten by the one with the wings. With the head that fans out there.
Right. Yeah. What's the, what are the little ones called?
Squirrels.
No.
Teeth raptors.
Squirrelosaurus. Sorry.
Lizards.
No.
Lizards. Toothosaurus. Should probably take a break here, as so we're running late here.
How do you know when we should take a break?
Well, I mean, we're after the bottom of the hour here, and he looks nowhere near talking.
Yeah, we'll do a quick headline here.
Jurassic Park, the Compsognathus, chicken-sized dinosaur. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
It's fine.
All right, we'll get to the headlines, and we'll be back.
Compsognathus?
Well, what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand are live at Gillette Stadium for Training Camp 2022, presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Joint practices are in the books here in Foxborough. Those bees are back with a vengeance today.
My hand.
I killed one a couple minutes ago. I did that, yeah. I'm very proud of it. I had to use a napkin, though. Does that make me a wuss?
For what?
I swatted the bee very hard out of the air with the napkin in my hand, and he went down.
No, I think that's smart.
Okay. But if you miss, I mean, you're asking for it. You know?
Yeah.
617-779-0985. I think we had an emailer yesterday who said, yeah, when it comes to bees, bumblebee, fine, honeybee, fine, the rest of the bees can F right off.
Yeah, I don't really see any good in any of the bees.
Well, they're pollinators.
I know that.
So you gotta have them. I mean, true. they're dying out like crazy.
You ever see the bee movie?
No.
That's a good movie. We've talked about this. Jerry Seinfeld's one of the voices.
Oh, that animated movie. I have not seen that, but I know what you're talking about.
It gets a little weird because, like, you know, you start having a crush, like, on a real person, and the woman falls in love with the bee.
That's weird.
It's weird. It gets weird, but I can see why, you know, it happened.
That is weird.
Oh, what autograph seekers.
Christian McCaffrey, is that him again? Yeah, man, he's all over.
Good for him.
Wow.
Give him credit doing that.
Nice. Oh, he's going to go sign for them.
Yep.
He's going to see all the kids.
Yeah, they're going nuts, too. I'd highly to be one of those Patriot free agents standing next to him, huh?
Thinking what?
Well, they all blew him off and ran over to McCaffrey.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah. You're saying the fans Well, I'll tell you what. Kids are into stars, man. Kids love the stars.
Star bleepers, yep.
They are. Kids are always star bleepers.
There's nothing worse since I look down here and I see that grown man with a Patriot helmet and a Sharpie.
I have a kid who loves Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Loves him. Can't get enough of him. You know? I think Mac Jones has enough of that already with kids, though. He's pretty identifiable.
Oh, yeah.
Kids love Mac Jones.
Nice roar when he came out today.
Yeah. Man. Yep. Yeah, they know who Christian McCaffrey is, though. You use him in Madden, which comes out this week, so.
Oh, Madden does?
Yeah, the All Madden edition's out. It came out last night. It's out. It's out, Hardy. You excited about it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm opting for the standard edition, so I'll pick mine up at Best Buy at the end of the week. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. You come over and play it.
Okay. I haven't seen the new pad yet.
Yeah, come on over. Play Madden. Hardy, you want to come?
I don't think I could pick up, like, after years and years and years of never playing Madden, like, just pick up and play.
I'll play Hardy.
Well, we'll play, like, arcade mode. Like, it's easier, you know. Yeah.
Can you do it like NHL 93 with the offsides off? Put it in, like, super easy mode?
Yeah, there are modes that you can play in that's easier to adapt.
You got big TV?
Yeah.
Good. We'll play on a big TV.
That's where it's hooked up.
How far away is the couch?
Oh,
far enough
know.
For you not to be invited.
10 feet? 8 feet? I don't know. Something like that? How close would you like it, T-Bone?
Closer than
that's
Zoe's.
What,
Oh, no. I don't have a small TV like Zoe.
I can't take it.
Large TV.
I'll go buy another TV today. Just to
go ahead. Go ahead. I want you to get a 90.
Despite him?
Get a 90.
I think 90's too big.
Oh,
it feels
yes.
Like, feels like you're getting
a tan. Oh, now TVs are too big for him.
It feels like you're getting a tan. 84's perfect. I like the 84.
That's what I have. We have an 85 down there for you on the PS5.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm taking out the fireplace and putting plywood over a couple of windows so I can get a bigger TV.
Serious?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you'll regret that one bit.
No. And it's so much better for resale, too.
Mm.
It is.
That's when you have a listing and you've got boarded up windows.
Right.
In a big TV, that's what they go for.
Plus, when you get a good heavy plywood over the windows, you can actually use that as load bearing for the TV mount.
Yeah. Of course.
You know, you put the screws in right into the sill, right into the window
sill.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good spot to screw it in. It's good. Man, we are still waiting for some players to leave.
They're just hem-hawing it up.
What are they doing?
I never know what they're doing.
Mac Jones, is he doing an interview while he's walking?
Looks like it.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That a .com reporter? It's got to be something.
Where is he?
Oh, it's a team. It's a team friendly.
Got to be a team, one of the team people.
Where is he walking?
He's right in front of you if you look straight down on this field.
And he's just walking around getting probably thoughts on day one of joints, and Matt gives his commentary. She's going to the next player. That's team-oriented stuff.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That's Patriots.com stuff.
Give some, like, quotes.
Yep.
Transcribe them. Something like that. Man, we couldn't have picked up. A player that of the hundreds that have left the field already.
We have the last player available.
Okay. I mean,
fight.
Here's what we'll do. We'll take a timeout here for Patriots training camp.
Again.
This hour of coverage brought to you by United Construction on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll hopefully be talking to Dietrich Wise next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stadium.
Touchdown, Patriots!
It's New England Patriots Training Camp 2022, presented by Safety Insurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also brought to you by United Construction and Wind Waste Innovations. Now from the practice field, Scott Solak and Mark Bertrand.
This hour of training, excuse me. This hour of training camp coverage is brought to you by United Construction, Zolak and Bertrand from Foxborough. Almost every player has left the field except the one that we were scheduled to talk to today.
All right, media crime here.
Okay. What?
I don't know if it's like this in all cities, but I see it a lot around here. You guys wear shorts. You have shorts on.
Yeah.
You two have shorts. I have pants.
Yeah.
Have you ever worn the sock halfway up the calf?
Nope.
With the white sock with.
Nope.
Thank you.
Never in my life.
I can't tell you
the man thinks that's a good look.
I can't tell you the last time I wore
effing mine thinks that's a good look.
I wouldn't even wear pads because I think the pads get it's a little cut ankle sock or is it high enough? I don't know. That's why I go flip flops a lot with shorts because I think sneakers look corny at times if you're not socked up right. And I'd say 65% of the men down there have that look going. Like,
well,
does your wife not care? Does your significant other not care how you look when you leave the house?
Outside of a dress sock, I can't remember the last time I wore anything higher than an ankle sock.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't own any socks like that.
Yeah,
I don't have any. Don't exist.
I'm with you on that.
I have dress socks that go high when you're wearing a suit. You know.
Yep.
Or.
It's not a good look.
Tall sock. You know, okay, I have some tall winter socks.
You're talking about shoulder length socks.
I'm talking about a white tube sock.
Who's wearing tube socks anymore in 2022?
No, but
what are you doing?
You know, the kids, they wear the crew socks.
I know, I don't get it.
But that's a good look on kids.
Okay.
Only because they're kids and it's their look.
And
that's it.
Dark colored.
Yeah, they wear like the Nike and the Adidas dark, the black socks.
That's a kid thing.
All that crap.
That's for kids. That's for little kids, little children.
It's a bad look on a man. That's all. That's all I have.
Okay.
That's a state of my case.
That's something that's been bothering you.
It bugs me. Because I'll go other. I don't see a lot of people ask for it. I don't know if it's a New England thing, but especially the. I don't want to get into the cargo short debate again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's with cargo shorts.
I saw that very aggressive pair of cargo shorts here today.
Tool bag. What a tool bag.
A lot of stuff in those pockets.
Unless you got a baby in.
More on that later.
Unless you got a lot of. You got kids.
Oh, yeah, you have little kids. They're very functional. Functional garment.
But it's what it is.
You go out the barn, you see some
diapers, wipes. You could shove all that crap in there.
There's kids south. He's standing there.
Just to be able to get out of your house, Hardy.
Really?
Right? You got little kids in diapers of that age, and you just want to be able to get out of your house and go somewhere. You got to bring all the supplies.
I've had them. I've done it.
You can bring all those supplies in those side pockets.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
The diaper bag, I was always opposed to carrying the diaper bag.
Yeah.
It's too small. I can shove all this stuff in my pockets. I can get the wipes, a couple of diapers, some snacks, and goldfish, you know, a Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt,
now you're pushing it.
A Go-Gurt will be good for a while. They'll be fine.
How's a diaper bag guy?
6-7 minutes.
I never liked the diaper bags. They were too small. I would, if anything, I would pack a separate backpack and carry stuff around in a backpack.
See, backpacks are good when, like, you go to, like, the amusement parks or the zoo or something like that, as you throw it on your back. I don't know. The diaper bag's like a mall thing. Like, hey, we're running to the restaurant. Diaper bag is selective. It's a great thing about this show. We can do multiple topics.
Is that right? Is that the great thing? Okay,
oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like, oh. Do you see the stuff Dutcher and Rich were playing this morning? I was getting a kick out of it.
No.
The guy in L.A. ripping Boston for saying that L.A. is a better sports town to do sports radio. And, sports radio is not good in Boston.
It was not a logical defense of... L.A.'s sports talk.
Is he pissed
Boston.
About the L.A. Times writing a story this week about how great sports radio in Boston is?
Yes.
And how ridiculous the sports hub is?
Yes.
Because that was a thing this week.
Yeah, so he took a shot at it.
He took a shot at all this. Did you read that story, guys?
Yeah, Fred Tucher.
Did you read that story, Hardy?
I did not.
I don't exactly understand why it is they wrote that story, but man.
I don't know.
They were very complimentary of us.
Yep. Barrett's got it in sports media.
L.A. Times?
L.A. Times.
That's a real newspaper.
I remember the day the reporter was at the studio. He was out here and talked to Felger.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
It was back in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guy finally now has published the story.
I'll have to read it.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Paywall?
I was able to click on it and read it, so you should be able to do the same.
Come in,
but the story, this big feature story in the LA Times this week was about
came in the studio.
How much of a share of the audience, who's yapping down there? She all right?
I don't know, but Dart thought I was shouting during one of the calls.
I was, that was me.
Do y'all play football?
Yeah, and learn football.
What is it?
I yelled, learn football.
Learn football. Oh, so he thought it was me. That was you then.
That was me. I yelled, learn football.
Oh, I got to go tell him that. I said, no, I think it was one of the fans.
Was he mad? What did he say?
And he goes, who's the tool bag? Was that you yelling
for the tool bag?
Mr. Football in there. We'll go.
How's Tyquan Thornton look? One of the draft picks this year.
He looked okay today. Looked okay. I didn't see him separate deep downfield today. Like, I think that'll be coming. They'll start layering it. They got to get him involved with like the ones.
Know what?
You know, figure out what some of these pairings are going
to
be.
But the LA Times story, to close that loop for you. was about how much of the share of the audience sports radio in Boston gets versus any other major market in America. New York, Philly, yeah. Chicago, we blow them all away.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's because we can talk about cargo shorts and shoving diapers and wipes into the cargo shorts.
Make fun of our own media in this town. We can do that.
Whatever.
Can't make fun of this town, Mr. L.A. man.
Defense of it was odd because he mentioned the Hispanic population in L.A. Like,
wait, sorry. What was he defending?
His defense of L.A. sports talk and the reasoning behind the lower numbers had something to do with the population in L.A., which did make any sense to me. And then his co-host tried to say, like, well, in Boston, they spend, you know, a lot of time cooped up watching TV in the winter months. Mm-hmm. It's like that actually hurts radio ratings if you're trying to use that as a, like right. they didn't know what they were talking to. I felt bad for the Gulls. It was kind of like I think it was when a host aren't listening type of situation.
Okay.
So he didn't know the point his partner was trying to make. But when he tried to back him up, it made it even worse. And then he said, when you're in L.A., you're in the big time.
Oh.
And it's just different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's big time. What time of day are they on out there? Is this a morning show?
I don't know. But look.
We get the ratings. We see the
Jim knows all these shows in the other markets.
When's the last time when them Mouth
would know who they are. Who is it?
Yeah.
Is it Mason in Ireland? Is that them still?
No.
I don't know why you would feel the need to defend the sports talk market in a city like L.A. or San Diego.
Right.
You're in L.A. You're in San Diego. You got plenty of things going for you in life.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just enjoy your life. So what if it's not a passionate sports talk radio market? Oh, well, you got plenty of other things you can go do. And I think
you're probably better well-adjusted human beings. I mean, that's whatever. We're not into that. We're into being lunatics.
Yeah.
We're into being angry all the time. It's just, listen, it's not a big deal. It's probably a sign, again, of people that have better priorities than we do.
I do think
Is that fair to say?
I do think Zoe is right, and Fred touched on this also. Like, part of it, if he were ever looking for some advice, here we go.
Hello?
Oh, no. Capello's busy introducing
someone
else.
We're talking to Mark Capello as our guest
on the
field.
Down there trying to introduce him. It's his son.
What's he saying?
I don't know, but we're hearing
God.
We're hearing the entire conversation.
How big is it, Mark?
I feel like Mark's ready to go here. Dietrich Wise.
Hey.
Dietrich Wise joining us after first joint practice of the week between the Patriots and Panthers. Dietrich, when the
smooth
things got a little testy out there when started mixing it up, what did you see from where you were?
Yeah, which field were you on?
I was on the offensive field, the far field near the fans, and we kind of just ended up hearing commotion. We all turned around. We was actually about to run a play, and we turned around and we was like, what's going on over there? Oh, it's not stopping. Oh, it's getting bigger. Let's keep going. Oh, crap. Then everybody started running over there. It was like, well, let's go. Let's all support. So we just kind of dogged the rear to kind of like, you know, manage to see what's going on. But by the time we got over there, it was nothing.
Dietrich, did you get that nervous feeling in your stomach when you know you're going to be called upon to fight and you really don't want to?
I'm always down to protect my teammates. But at the same time, I don't really like to fight. You know what I'm saying? I just like to break up, you know, like get everybody to stiff on. I'm like, all right, separate.
You and
separate.
I are the same. But I agree.
But you're so taped up on your hands. So you got the big Gronkowski white gloves on. You're one of the few players that could actually punch a helmet. Like most guys break a hand. No, but serious question here. Okay, so Carolina's in, as we know, and I've been studying these joints over the years, and one thing I found is when you go up against a team like a Billy O'Brien, or next week you're out there with Josh, teams that you know and build trust staffs, you guys don't know a lot about Carolina. Do you have to be on guard a little more in this type of week where things could get a little testy?
Well, you know, I'm not going to someone say on guard, but it's definitely a good opportunity to go against someone who's different, from a different offensive tree, different offensive scheme. When you go against our players, our team, doing camp, kind of gets redundant. You know what's coming.
Right.
You know what's going to happen. You know what the looks are just because you've seen them so many times. But when you go against someone else, as we are with the Panthers, they're giving a whole different look, which definitely helps us out. See where we are against different offenses and how we can improve. So it's really good going against teams like this.
Do you think the defense has improved from when the start of camp happened a couple weeks back?
Say it one time. I can't hear you.
Has the defense improved over the course of camp to this point?
Yes, yes. I want to say we're doing a really good job day in and day out, stacking our days together, stacking good days together, coming together and building our chemistry. That's one thing that we wanted, really wanted to hit on, and we're doing a wonderful job at that.
And then no huddle period. You had some good pressures. I saw you tap Baker Mayfield one time. How many sacks would you have had in that period?
I don't know. I wasn't really counting. Maybe like three or four.
Well, you said that you felt like you guys dominated today, and you said that a couple of minutes ago. So is that some further validation for the way you guys have been playing throughout this camp, that the defense seems to be looking good, and then you go up against a different squad, and that gets reinforced for you?
Yes, yes. One thing we like to do is bring energy, honestly, and I feel like how we are as a team, once one person brings the energy, it gets contagious, and we just play with high energy, and we just, our number one thing is to dominate. So if we're not dominating, then we're not doing our goal. So that's kind of how we look at everything.
How much weight have you put on since last year? You look a lot bigger.
I appreciate it. I think I just started working out a little bit more on my arms, just so my arms look kind of bigger, but I'm about 285.
285. Cut 285. Do you not like lunch or your family? Like, you're the last player left on the field.
Say it again?
Do you not like lunch or your family? You're the last player left. You're the last player on the field, man.
I don't think he's skipping too many meals. Gotta fuel those muscles.
No, I like to hang out with my family when they're here. When they're not here, then I like to get my work in, you know. Keep sharpening my skills and stuff. So
you've got a kid there hanging out with you with a McCaffrey shirt on. We saw, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm going to tackle him.
I was going to say he's not the real Christian McCaffrey. But when you did see the real one out there today, how does he look? A lot of people sort of wondering about his health and quickness. And from what we saw, he looked great.
Yeah, he looked good today. He did. He was very agile, very elusive, just like how he was when he was younger. So. He's looking good. Can't wait to see him tomorrow.
All right, Dietrich, we appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
See you, Dietrich.
All right, now, see you.
Capello playing a little grab butt with him. Huh?
Well, that's nice, but I also I like that I have something in common with him that we don't like to fight. You know, I'd rather be there as a peacekeeper, and he feels a little awkward getting into the scrum like that.
Ooh, I think he just blew off Dan Roach. This is great.
Wow.
He blew off like the human.
Well, he's
the human mascot.
Good call on his size, though, Zoe. Yeah, he looks like he put some quality time in the offseason.
Remember, he came in with Derek Rivers, and Derek Rivers never got out of the tub. But there was a lot of talk.
Look at his arms. Look at his arms.
Those two guys, that's what I'm saying.
Freaking huge his arms
are
right now.
I saw him Friday night throughout the game. Like, holy crap, he got bigger. Like, he beefed up. And it's a cut-up beef. It's not, like, fat. So 285 with 6'6 frame, that's pretty good.
Whew.
Get those hands up, knock some balls down. And it had three sacks today. I told you in that period. They're going nuts, the whole Carolina sideline over completions. Quarterback would have been sacked about six times in that drill.
So the Pats defense might be sneaky
better,
okay.
Sneaky better. Do you know how many points they gave up a year last year? 17.
I know.
That's a low number, man.
But there are things we looked at.
A lot of second place rankings on those defensive numbers. So
they might be sneaky.
We need them to be sneaky good.
Bees.
God dang it, these bees. I think I got bit on the foot. You son of a...
You didn't get bit on the foot.
I did. I think I did.
You know.
It's on my heart. Thing.
Take a look there.
No, it's on my hard skin on the back of my heel.
Oh.
It's like I can't feel
it. So it's like stinging an elephant. The elephant
right.
doesn't even really
It's like
know.
Trying to sting a shark.
Hide.
Trying to sting a shark. Yeah, can't get through the skin.
You ever get stung by a bee at home? Meat tenderizer.
Oh, God, yeah.
Put that meat tenderizer on.
Mud. My mother taught me mud. He'd take... A goop of mud. Where do you find mud in your yard?
I don't know, but you have any meat tenderizer?
A lot of that.
Rub that on your bee sting next time. It takes the pain away instantly.
Do you put water in a cup of
paste. A little paste, yes.
A little paste.
You make a little balm.
Learn a lot from
the show.
Learn a lot from the show.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Diaper bags, bee stings, Dietrich wise.
L.A. sucks.
L.A. does suck.
LA sucks.
Like, I mean, it's nice to visit there, and like we do that two-day hit and get in and get out, but I wouldn't want to live there. I would not. Traffic and just everything's a pain in the ass to get somewhere.
Oh, the traffic is so good around here. You're right.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah.
Headlines here. 90 seconds. No commercials. We're right back. We have more to come from Patriots training camp today, so stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911.
Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.